Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hopes of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
Nothing is wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too.
And Deadly, where spooky stoners discuss how terrifyingly good films relate to horrifying aspects of real life. I'm Reed.
And I'm Ace.
And today we are talking about the 2012 sci-fi horror comedy John Dies at the End. Very weird, wild story about a drug called quote-unquote soy sauce. It's like I said, very weird. It has many a dick joke all throughout here.
Of course. Especially about Dave.
Just so... David also made so many dick jokes. Anyway, we'll get to it. But very wild, multiverse, timeline, non-linear story for you to watch in this month of 420. Because y'all know why we're here. We're here doing drugs and horror this month, and we did do a little swap on y'all. We're starting with John Dies, and not Climax, but Climax next week. Yeah. Tune in for that. Since we got that out of the way at the beginning of this episode this time, y'all know we're doing Climax next week. So be sure to tune in for that. We don't really have any rips right now, just a little bit of Beals lines. And we got some... Well, actually, the last thing that we had was Gorilla Glue. I literally forgot what this is. But it's cool, we're still smoking it. So yeah.
Let's go.
Did y'all just hear that scream? I don't know if y'all just heard that, but there's like a scream. It was just like... That's some Beals on ass. Little major. We just activated listener support, which is pretty much like through Spotify. If you are listening through Spotify, you can click on our little the podcast description, not the episode description, but the episode, like the entire podcast description on the page. And then it'll say, support this podcast. There'll be a little link to Anchor, and you can essentially subscribe to us monthly to support us. You can do from 99 cents to, I think, like, to $10 a month. So you just would, it's up, like I said, it's just monthly, and you can do that. We may get a podcast cash app or something going. Maybe start a Patreon, because... If y'all know me, and if you're listening, you know me, I just want to, like, dump true crime on y'all. So we may make a Patreon for more true crime-heavy things. And as one of my lovely friends, Anthony Jerome, half Black Phillip, y'all know, y'all here, y'all know, the Black Mirror, had a suggestion that podcasts make a wish list on, like, Amazon or something like that for shit that we need. We may do that. But for right now, we do have listener support. If you want to subscribe monthly to support us, get us our podcast equipment, y'all will be supplying my matcha addiction. And yeah, all the stuff we need to keep giving y'all what we are giving y'all. Buying movies, all that. Y'all also know I got a voodoo addiction. You know, whatever. Let us, I mean, it helps here, because we got the movies, you know? Yeah. We need to watch them. So yeah, that's the only business we have right now. So if you want to become a supportive listener, which y'all already are. Everyone who listens is supporting us. Like, but if you want to donate to us monthly, subscribe. If y'all think we should... do a Cash App or Patreon or something, please let us know.
Let us know how much you love us.
Because I just want to give y'all more stiff, and this is fun. So yeah, we'll never know what the future holds. Since that's out of the way, let's get into this crazy-ass movie.
Yeah.
That I didn't realize was an adaptation of a book. So there is a book that was written. Okay, so it started as a web series and then became a book. And then, it was like on the internet at the early days of the internet, like 2001, they started posting. And the book is by Jason Pargan. Actually wrote under the pen name David Wong, which is the title, the main character in this, because he was kind of like drawing from his real life, but making it obviously super, super, super fantasy, and he just didn't want the drama of his coworkers thinking that he was talking about them, so he literally just wrote under a different name, and I think that's amazing and hilarious, because same. Smart man. But the book by the same name, John Dies at the End, is by Jason Pargan. If you would like to read it, I may read it, because I literally didn't even know that it was a book until I did research for this. And
literally, like, I don't know about your research, but my research is like everyone that had a very long comment said that you need to read the book. But I know that's like everything at the book, but like seriously, yeah. They said the book just makes this movie
better.
A little, yeah.
Like, if there's more dick jokes, I don't know if I care that much, but I feel like that was all sad. A lot of this was some freelance? What the fuck? Like, improv, or like, what is the word? I can't even think of the word of what I'm trying to say, but it's like, liberties, that's what it is. They took some liberties on the script, but I definitely would like to read this, because it gives me Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But that book is so thick, I may not read that either. It's Dracula situation. But
it situation.
Maybe I could do it on audiobook. But anyway, maybe I'll read all of these on audiobook.
Yeah.
But anyway, the movie John Dies at the End is about the same thing as the book. The movie is about this man, David Wong, telling about how he and his friend John essentially discovered this drug, quote-unquote, soy sauce, and how it changed their lives and maybe have altered the course of time multiple times. But getting into the cast, we have Chase Williamson as David Wong, Rob Myers as John, Paul Giamatti as Arnie, Ty Bennett as Robert Marley, Jimmy Wong as Fred, Clancy Brown as Marconi, Fabienne Therese as Amy, Allison Wiseman as Shelley, Johnny Weston as Justin / Shitload, Glenn Thurman as Detective Lawrence, Kevin Michael Richardson as the voice of Korok, and David Robot as Large Man, who, we'll get there, y'all figure out who that is. But it is currently streaming on HBO Max and Hulu Premium with subscription, and is available for rent or purchase on Vudu, Amazon Prime, YouTube, Apple, and Google TVs for $2.99 to $3.99. Usual. Here we go. Spoiler alert.
All of them
for
spoilers.
For the rest of this episode, if you have not seen it, go pull up on that right this second and watch the insanity that is John Dies at the End.
Not twisting your arm. this is for this is for April, so this might make this movie a little more watchable for, like, 420 friendly, but you know, whatever you want to do.
Absolutely. This one, absolutely. You don't even need brain cells to watch this movie, honestly. But it's also very intelligent at the same time. Like, and that's why I like it. It's like kind of Rick and Morty-ish.
And like the riddles, especially if you like high as hell, the riddles might blow your mind. Who knows? Like, I don't know. You might have a good ass time.
Yeah, because the opening of this is pretty much David doing this voiceover saying, he chopped off the head of this guy who, you know, you figure out why he chopped off the head of the guy eventually, because, you know, he was probably possessed by some demon. They're kind of sort of like, what does David want? I mean, Arnie's like, what are you all, like, exorcists? Like, or something like that. Like, they kind of deal with supernatural problems.
Yeah. You chop off the man, but it's okay because the man was already dead because he was shot, whatever like that. Then you get another axe, fix it up. Then the man comes back and then said, that's the axe that kills me. And then he says, is he right?
But because it's a whole new axe, like, it's a whole new handle and axe head, because you have to replace the axe head and the handle. But, like, who knows? It's not. Yeah. Like, so they don't sound smart, but when he says it, like, yeah, you know.
When they actually say it better, you know, like, it'll make more sense.
It makes a lot more sense. So there's lots of questions like that, and even, like, when they meet Marley, I think that's my favorite scene of him telling him his dream. Mm. And just the whole, his dream, like, the explanation of his dream is what I think brought me into this movie, because, like, okay, so we eventually get, we're fast forward, y'all know we don't do chronological, so pretty much the beginning of this movie is, like we said, the guy cuts off this dude's head with an axe, he replaces the axe head and the axe handle. Is the axe the same axe that killed them? No, but, like, who knows? And so dude is explaining how to this guy Arnie how they came to be. Like, he has all these, just, he has all, he can just see everything. Like, yeah, when you're walking, when there's this lady in the restaurant that they're in that's, like, holding a plate of fried rice, and he, like, tells you how many, like, grains of rice,
yeah, I mean,
are on the plate.
Like, super smart shit. Like, if you watch, like, Limitless, you'll kind of know.
Yeah, this also. That, it's pretty much the same idea. It's like the limitless drug. Yeah. Like, you can see the future, think of everything. Your brain is a computer, pretty much. Yeah. And so he's talking to this guy, Arnie, like we said, to tell the story of just pretty much telling all the weird adventures that they, like, had because of this drug. And the whole reason that they found it is that they were at this party. John has a band. His band, okay, first of all, his band, oh, God. I don't even remember what they're called, but the song that they were singing was called, first of all, Camel Holocaust.
Yeah.
And the lyrics were extremely nonsensical.
It was just like hair.
Yeah, like hair was the chorus. Like, screaming hair was the chorus. And at some point...
No, no, like, bro, like, the beginning to start the song, I once knew a man. No, no, I like,
what? Like, you never knew a man.
His hat smells like lubricant. Exactly.
Like, that's a lyric, and he doesn't want to touch it.
What the fuck?
So, okay, so, like, this whole thing gives me aggressively written by white man, yeah, but, like, and that's what's so funny about this, I think, because when I was telling my friend about it, she was like, she just looks over at me, and she was like, I didn't ever think that you would like something like that. Like, she was like, my boyfriend likes that, and I would not imagine that you would like that. Yeah. I was like, well, it's a Rick and Morty situation. Like I said, I like the weird shit.
You gotta be the right type of weird, you know.
But yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous. This movie is fucking ridiculous. So they're at this party, Dave is walking around, meeting people. He goes to get a beer. This dude, Fred, is there, like, I don't know, what does he say? Like, cheers all the kisses that I've stolen, yeah, and vice versa. Like, what does that mean?
Dude, first of all, I don't know if I need to call the police or something. What are you talking about, stealing kisses, like, and shit, man?
What the fuck? We, like, pan over to this, like, you hear in the background someone saying, give it back to me, Justin. That's all. Justin is a white kid,
bro,
who puts on he puts on black scent, wears his hat to the back, yes, type shit. Yes. Like, is clearly a weird ass bully. Because she's this girl, Amy, who Dave has a crush on, is telling him to give her her hand back, because we come to find out she's an amputee and she has like a prosthetic hand. And Justin has literally taken this hand and thrown it at the beer keg.
While like, saying, keep your hand off of me.
He's literally a dick.
He's like, an asshole. Literally.
Like, I'm glad that this character is an asshole, because, yes, everything about that man screams dumbass brat. Like, everything. A lot of the shit in this movie is frat boy, but, like...
horny white man.
Like, very weird, but... So, yeah, so he fucking throws Amy's hand at the beer keg where Dave and, Brett are standing, and she's just like, yeah, can I get that back? And Dave hands her, trying to be nice, because she just got fucking bullied by Justin. Right. And Fred's stupid ass comes up with, like, isn't that, don't you have that, like, what did he say?
Fantasy
legs situation?
Like,
and she literally corrects him. It's like, no, it's phantom limb syndrome, and all amputees get it.
Fantasy leg, like, wow,
you shut the fuck up, bro. Like, you had, could have said that. You just saw her get bullied. Like, can you not be weird? Anyway, so Dave's the only sensible person in this whole goddamn movie. Like, let's just preface that. And we know this from the fact that John even tried the soy sauce. And I think that scene is also so fucking funny. He's like, everybody else got scared when the needle came out. And Dave's like, and you still tried that shit? Like, what do you mean everyone was scared when the needle came out? Oh, yes, as they should be,
with
sir.
Some black shit? Like, what the fuck?
What do you mean? Nobody needle...
I'm
no.
I'm gonna transform.
I'm like, gonna leave is what's gonna happen, because... y'all pulling needles when we're passing a joint? Bye. But anyway, but like, let's get to that.
Not
scene
for real,
in a
though.
Like,
I'm gone.
So at this party, Amy essentially says she has to, or well, Dave is pretty much like, you want a beer? And she says that her dog bit this Jamaican guy. And they just completely... they keep reiterating that this guy is Jamaican. And they have such a negative tone towards him. I mean, he did bring around this, like, weird-ass drug and a needle. No, but, like...
no, he did.
They were just, like, aggressive towards him from the beginning. Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. But he was cool, though. You know.
I don't know how cool someone pulling out a needle is, but you know, the way they met was cool, because he's just, again, walking around this party, sees this group of people, and they all, like, gasp, and this girl's like, oh my god, he just levitated. And I guess Dave's just a fucking skeptic. He's like, what, 6 inches Balducci levitation? Like,
he's what? Seen it all. Like,
he's... maybe that's why the soy sauce chose them.
Was it?
Yeah. People that, like, already believe in, like, magic and shit. Because I don't know what a fucking Balducci levitation is. You guys can ask me about Houdini. I don't know. He did shit.
He was Houdini.
He did tricks. And did them well.
Yep. But...
Yeah, so it's the Jamaican guy who's levitated, and so he's pretty much like, oh, a skeptic, you know, as they all do, you know, we always got a skeptic, and we got somebody to make a believer out of him. He's definitely the magical Negro trope, like I said. How does this man even fucking have this intergalactic, okay, I think it's a parasite, like, it's clearly a parasite that, like, does something to your brain, because this is not a drug, first of all, it's alive.
Yes, it can fly.
Fly, grow wings, change anything. It looks like bugs, like tiny bugs, like when, like, it, much later you figure out that it is a parasite, pretty much. And it will kill the host if the host isn't, like, I guess, again, that's what I'm saying, how does it choose who gets to literally keep it, like, and have the effects, and is not gonna be eaten, because Shitload/Justin, sorry, Justin got eaten.
He's shitload. He's a big old shitload.
Okay, so the whole reason that he's called shitload is because after he takes the drug, everyone thinks he's dead. But of course, the parasite has kept him alive to move on to this, like, fucking other dimension.
Right.
We'll get there, y'all. Stay with me. So he's still alive, quote unquote, right. But it's just the parasite drug in him. And when he gets shot, because obviously they're trying to kill the parasite, instead of dying, the little parasite bugs just like fly out of him.
Yeah.
So it's not a drug per se, but whatever the effects of this parasite do to the host makes it seem like drug side effects. Like, and you can, like, see shit, open doors. That's literally what John says when he's talking about how, backtrack to where we just were, when they're, like we said, they were in the cabin passing around a joint, and bro pulls out a needle, right? He's just like, it's opening doors. Like, it opens your mind, and you see everything, the future, and all that kind of stuff. So that's why John was like, what do you mean? I'm gonna take it. Like, no, bitch. It's in a needle. I don't care.
He's not scared of shit. He loves it. He loves that shit. Like, I would not.
We're kind of telling this non-linearly, like, in the context of the story. I'm telling it linearly in the context of how all this shit goes down, not how the story tells it, if that makes sense. So just keep up with me. Like, I mean, not linearly, because we never do anything linearly, but, like, in the context of the story, I'm telling y'all how they got to each part, not, like, the way that the movie tells it.
Gotcha.
So yeah, they go find this drug. Like, dude is over there levitating. Bro's like, you're a skeptic. Let me do my little trick. Yeah. And this is what my favorite scene is, the essentially Robert Marley, who we come to find out the Jamaican man's name. He's clearly using an alias.
Marley.
Just traveling around, like, to
really? Marley?
To give people this parasite. That's his whole shtick. Like, but he's essentially, it's like, I'll do it like Daniel in the Old Testament. I'll tell you the last dream you had and the meaning of it. So he tells him that he had this dream. He was back together with his girlfriend Tina, and he walks in the house. She has this big cartoon detonator, and he's like, oh, what are you doing? And she's like, this, and presses down on the detonator. But when she presses down on the detonator, he wakes up to thunder outside. So the boom was the thunder. And he's like, how did your brain fucking know? Like, and I swear that shit happens. Like, dreams where shit occurs in real life, that shit happens. Like, very weird. And that's what I was like, I feel like your brain does do that shit. Like,
you know, they always say it's lucid dreaming. You know, it's, you're so exhausted, you know, that you wake up like you're not fully awake type shit. But, you know, they say that to a lot of things, you know, paranormal shit. You know, they say that to a lot of things. So, you know, whatever, whichever you want to believe. But that is extremely weird that your brain can, like, really time that shit to the thunder and the boom. Like, okay.
And so he was like, your brain is a flying corn snake across all the possibilities. Like, that's what it is. Weird as floating on a goddamn rock in space, y'all. That's it. And that's kind of like the idea of what you said, because there is a, like, I literally never heard the, like, word black pill until this motherfucker said it, and I was like, black pill. But apparently it's literally like nihilism. It's essentially the idea that once you take this pill, you know, red pill, blue pill, make drugs. But the black pill is essentially that nothing matters. Like, it, shit's just happening, and it'll just continue to happen no matter what you do. And that's the idea of the black pill. So that kind of comes up with this, because they do show this soy sauce in pill form, and then, like we said, it turns into a fucking fly, because it's not a drug. Like, this is a living, like, I think, I'm just thinking of it as a parasite.
I mean, it acts like one. For real.
So, of course, he gets freaked out, leaves, and Lynn finds Amy's dog, who she said bit someone.
Barkley.
Yeah, his name is Barkley. Like, Bark, L-E-E. The cutest name for a fucking dog. It's like this golden retriever. And so, yeah, Barkley chills with him, and they... I literally don't remember, like, what happens to make him, like, black out. Oh, yeah, he, like, throws up. Because the first trick that the Robert Marley did was, like, pull a cockroach out of his ear. Like, that type of, like, you've got to wash behind your ears. But it's instead of a quarter, it's a cockroach. So he, like, throws up the cockroach and, I guess, blacks out.
I would do the same.
But somehow gets home. So he, like, wakes up on his fucking couch.
With fucking... John Collin.
We're still with Barkley. Like, didn't even take it back to Amy. But then we get to this next part of John, like, calling him and freaking out, being like, I can't get out of my house. You need to come over, bro. Like, and I... People, if you've seen this, you know I'm, like, in the middle of the movie right now. Like, this is the middle of the movie. This isn't the beginning. This is the beginning of their story. Like I said, I'm trying to tell it how it occurs in life. Because this whole movie is David Wong telling an interviewer about his story.
Yeah,
so... the way he tells it is just in the story. It's like...
So you're not gonna know shit. Like, you're not gonna know any references unless, like...
I'm telling you how they got, like, I'm trying to, I don't know. I hope this is, like, helping y'all if you haven't seen it. So, yeah. So, John's freaking out. It's like, I can't get out of my house. There's this weird thing in here. So, Dave's like, okay, I'll be over there in 12 minutes. He literally gives, like, 12 minutes.
There was, like, the coding and shit.
No, that was at the beginning.
Huh?
That was at the beginning. When the, yeah, because that was at the beginning when they go to see Shelley. So,
I would just skip over that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm telling it in this, like, chronological order of the timeline, not the movie timeline. Okay. Get what I'm saying? That's why I hope I'm not confusing anyone.
I'm
like,
just gonna let you do
it. Like, but, yeah, that's... at the beginning. So the movie opens with John, him getting a call from John saying all this weird shit, like, we're gonna kill the president, and, like, all these weird codes, and he's essentially saying, like, come over, bring beer, something weird's up. So they go to this girl Shelley's house, because Shelley is, like, getting, like, assaulted by her boyfriend, and David's just like, I highly suggest a women's shelter, and she's like, nah, he's been dead for, like, 2 months. So it was a ghost, and the whole reason that she called them was because she heard they deal with paranormal problems, right. Which is what I'm trying to get, how they deal with those is where I'm giving the backstory. So, yeah, so goes over to John. John's freaking out. Like, he's like, please don't take me to the hospital. But he's, like, severely freaking out, like he's on something. And he's just like, I'm not doing this. You're either going to the ER or, like, I'm not going to sit here in your apartment and let you freak out.
Just in his box.
Like, like, not happening. So they go to this restaurant, and he starts figuring out that, like, something is off, because John, like you said, he was talking about how they were in this trailer or cabin or whatever with Bob Marley, pass it around a joint, and then he pulls out this weird black shit in a needle. Like, we're for sure going to the hospital. And he had found the needle, like, at his house. So he took it and was like, when we go to the hospital, I'm giving this to them. Like, so they know what you're on and all that kind of shit.
Figure out why you're freaking the fuck out. Aluminum foil hat and shit.
Right. So they figure out that this needle, in a very long way, he figures out that this needle is full of this weird intergalactic shit, because he, one, accidentally, like, he puts the cap on the needle before he puts it in his pocket, so clearly the soy sauce took it off and stabbed him in the leg through the whole, like, thing. So then he realizes there's something wrong, and this is when he calls his priest to, like, help him, because he's like, I don't know what's wrong with John, like, I need something. Is there a psychiatrist? But I'm gonna call you right now, because your church is always open. And as he's starting to, like, get the high from this drug, he can hear the priest's voice change. I mean, it's clearly not real, but and he's like, and we have this visual of the priest's eyes going black, and he's like speaking in a distorted, like, voice, saying all this very demonic shit. So I like that scene too. And then we get the lovely Doug Jones, who I forgot about, that is, he's in this, popping out of the fucking back seat with some weird, like, fucking alien. Yeah. Like, if anyone has seen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, that little, it looks like a demonic version of the ear thing that they put in Dude's ear to, like, be able to translate all the intergalactic languages. It looks like a very demonic version of that. So. Thank y'all so much for being here with us. We hope y'all are having as good of a session as we are. And if you are, please be sure to give us a rating, a like, a follow on Apple Podcasts, and now Spotify. You can read us on Spotify. It really helps us out, gives us feedback, lets us know that you like what we're doing here and that we should keep doing it, and we want to keep doing it with you. You can definitely reach out to collaborate with us. We would love that so much. But again, thank y'all so much for being here, and let's get back into it. Yeah, this movie is all over the place, and that's probably why this is gonna sound all over the place, because I'm just trying to get everything to make sense.
But yeah, now that I think about it, yeah, it must have definitely took the caps off, but, like, I stuck them, like...
And it moves.
Shit was like fucking, like, he actually stuck it.
That's what I'm saying. We know it moves, because when they eventually go to Robert Marley's trailer, so everyone who was at that trailer took the drug. They're all very not smart for that, but they all died because they got eaten by the parasite. And of course, there's an investigation going on of this mass death. So, like. They're going to the trailer and to figure all this out, and the soy sauce is literally rocking the refrigerator because it's in the freezer. And that's what I'm saying, it knows when he's around. Mm. So there has to be something that is about certain people that makes them not get eaten by the parasite. But we also forgot to mention, there's this, like, guy who's in throughout here named Marconi. And he is, like, this spiritualist life coach and motivational speaker, exorcist. He literally does fucking everything.
He's like a bullshit-ass Steven Seagal, but I mean, like, he's, like, better. What? Steven Seagal does every fucking thing, but he, like, can't do anything good.
I don't know anything about Steven Seagal. There you go. But there's that. But he's just, like, this big man. Like, he has the most power. I guess he has to take the soy sauce. Like,
I mean...
He has to be...
He defeated that meat monster through the phone.
Like... Yeah, so back to this, because like we said, that's how they get all these weird powers, to be able to deal with all these supernatural things. So back to Shelley, who is actually the opening. So Shelley's like, yeah, my boyfriend, he beats me, but he's dead, and I need him out of my house because he's a ghost, bitch. Right, like, right. Bye. You're dead. But so they go, she says she sees him mostly in the basement. And so they go to the basement, try and check it out. They're conversating about everything, and John's like, Shelly's kind of cute now. It reminds me of, like, one of their friends. And they just keep talking, and Dave's like, wait, she reminds you of I don't know the friend's name, one of their friends. And she was like, and he goes, no. Like, she's as tall as me, blonde hair. Right. Like, what are you talking about? That girl has brown hair. So
they automatically realize, oh, we're tripping again.
Yeah, like, they're seeing a manifestation of a spirit, demon, blah, blah, blah.
Which, like, seeing shit, hallucinating, kind of does point towards not sleeping a lot, kind of points towards lucid dream shit. You know, that kind of makes a little bit of sense.
I can see that. I mean, yeah, they're always, like, awake and doing weird shit. And the only time he, like, was asleep was when he passed out. Like, so... And it seems like John is just kind of chaotic, like, without the drug. Like, yeah. He just seems a little, like, all over the place.
That's why I say I feel like he loves it. Like, he loves that excitement. Anyone that writes a song like that, like, you're fucked up as an individual.
He was not scared of a needle, is all that I have to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Shelley is... As soon as they, like, turn around to get out of the basement, Shelly's sitting there, and this is where I'm, like, the dick jokes. So they both see Shelly sitting there, and Dave goes, yeah, it seems like we're both seeing different versions of you, and John has eyesight problems because of his constant masturbation. And John literally, like, blinks aggressively.
Like, can't say nothing about it. Like, he's probably been caught a million times.
Like, this is the end.
Like, his eyesight just got blurry.
Like, what is he talking about? But... Yeah, so Shelly then just bursts into snakes.
There you go.
And then they're, like, freaking out, run upstairs. The door turns into a penis, like the doorknob.
Yeah.
And they go, that door is cannot be opened.
It just cannot, like, be opened.
Just can't be opened.
You know how to open that door.
Like, it's...
You gotta...
I mean, I don't know how you would open a penis door either, shit. But, like...
You gotta make it... finish. I don't know. Why? But yeah,
there, I mean, but it, the lock turns, like, well, anyway.
It's a penis, okay? You gotta think different, okay? It's a penis. Treat it like a penis.
Well, how does the lock work anyway?
But, it's never locked. Anyways,
but yeah, so then I guess the meat starts getting possessed.
Yeah.
And turns into a meat monster. And, like...
What a turkey head.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucking the whole ass turkey for a head.
I love it.
And some fish on its back. And they just open this, like... whole, like, there's a whole ass, like, freezer of meat. And they're like, that must be a hunter. Like, okay.
Not wrapped. No. Just throwing slabs of meat, like, weekly in there. Like, they all, like, have frostbite on them and shit. Like...
What's so, this, like, meat monster thinks that they are Marconi, because apparently they have dueled for years, but, like, I guess he can't see, because none of the meat has eyes, but, okay, so why did he even come here? Like, I'm very confused as to why you're even here.
Dude, you had, like, one shot. Like... You chose not to be able to see, like, not... Not like, goddamn, man. I would have had all the advantages towards me. Especially against Marconi. Like.
So, yeah. They literally, like, we're not your nemesis, dude. Like, Marconi's 50 years old. Yeah, like,
gray hair.
Like, not even us. Like, and he's like, we can get you there. Because apparently, like I said, Marconi has some ties to this soy sauce and all the shit that's going on. Because... They just call Marconi and hand him the phone, and then the meat monster's, like, exercise and, like, burst into meat, like, back to non-sentient meat. Dude, slabs.
Just walked away, went about his damn business.
Continued his motivational speaking.
It's like that fucking Christian pastor that comes up with the most amazing crazy stories with that Joel Osteen and shit.
I don't know anything
but,
about
like,
him.
This shit actually happened. I bet he went up in there just now. I didn't think I could do it. I just did it.
It's like, like, okay. But yeah, so they you can see that they all kind of, like, are working together now because they know him. But, so, like I said, this is told by David Wong, like, while he's sitting in a, like, diner with this reporter, Arnie. And so it, like, flashes between the story that he's telling and them just sitting at the diner making commentary on the story. And then, of course, Arnie is like, yeah, you're probably full of shit. Right. And so he tells him to look in his pocket, tells him the amount of change that's there and what the dates on the pennies will be, all that kind of... It's very mentalist, medium type shit. Yeah. And...
you know... That would freak me the fuck out, you know. Like yeah. He said, I don't remember putting fucking change in my pocket. How the hell do you know that?
But then he did the same thing as Robert and decided to tell him the last dream he had. As we get more penis shit. his dream was that he was being chased by his mother, who was whipping him with a whip made of knotted penises.
I had some weird dreams in my life. That is... No. No. Never had a dream that fucking weird.
There are just many times that I'm reminded that this is written by a white male. But, you know, like, the other stuff is fine.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, something wrong with you, though.
So, yeah, so he was like, okay, got my attention, tell me more, blah, blah. So we come to the other stories. Let's fast forward back to the car, where the dude pops up with the weird stabby animal slug. Like, it's like a slug with teeth.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure what they're supposed to do.
Just eat your heart out, it looks like.
But it, like, I don't know.
It's just like a fucking suck. It looks like it should be in water. Like, I don't know. It looks like it should be in water.
But yeah, but during this, like, John is, like, passed out because obviously he's, like, on soy sauce, whatever the fuck this shit is, has been freaking out for hours about the thing in his apartment that nobody can see, like, all this kind of stuff. And dude, like, pops out of the back seat, tries to stick Dave with this weird slug thing. So he, like, rips it off, and he's just telling him weird shit. Like, I genuinely don't remember what that guy said. But he said something about someone masturbating until they bled again. There's a couple dick jokes just in this scene. He was, like...
Was crying while you see a single tear, like, when he was saying
that. He was essentially saying how, like, stupid and weird humans are because they just do shit that doesn't make sense. And, like, how he has sympathy for us because we're dumb as shit. And, like, and that's pretty much what he was saying. But then, of course, Dave, like, rips off the slug or whatever, gets his gun, holds it up to his face, and says something about, like, have you ever heard the American phrase,
I want to shoot you so bad my dick is hard?
Yeah.
I never heard that in my life. You just wanted to say
dick. No! Like, they just want to include as many peni as possible. But
fucking honestly. But that's one of my favorite scenes because he used all the weird shit that he was saying. Like, once he got the gun. Like, have you heard that before? No. Or you hear it in the next 24 hours. I love that part.
Don't fuck with me.
That is, like, I think that's one of my favorites. Yeah, that has to be my favorite scene in this bitch.
It's so ridiculous. This whole movie is fucking ridiculous. So, essentially, they have to go and figure out what to do now that they are injected with the soy sauce. But before that, okay, so where did the cop even come from? Like, he literally just walked up to the car and was like, government name, get out the car. Yeah. Like, where did you come from, sir? Like, have you been trailing me?
I swear to God. Like,
dude just literally after all that with the fucking weird guy, it just like pops up like out of nowhere.
You see a car coming up, you don't see headlights. He just get done killing a slug, get back in the car,
and there's a cop. He's like, yeah, let's go downtown because y'all gotta talk about, like I said, people died because they took this drug, so they're trying to figure out, one, what the drug is, who has it, all that kind of police stuff.
You know.
So, like, that ass pops up out of nowhere. Like, takes him to the station, pretty much questioning, you know, normal police shit, questioning them, like, I know you and you, John, are gonna have the same story, so what does it matter? And he literally asks if John is speaking because John was passed out. Not because he wants to check and see if they got the same story. He's like, John is literally physically sentient. He's like, not trying to say anything like that. He's like, bruh was knocked out when I was getting attacked by an intergalactic slug. Like, why would he be talking now?
Yeah, he's not good. And he checks out again, too. Like, bro, I don't know what's up with his brain. He has to have a lot of brain damage, bro.
I mean, but then as we go to find out, even when he's sitting in the, when John is sitting in the diner with Dave telling him about the whole passing the joint, bringing that needle, he gets a call from John. But apparently it's in the future. And
like, so there's the time travel for you.
Yeah. That's the first little glimpse of time travel. And he essentially keeps getting like calls from him. And, but they're not from him. Because there's one scene, like, after he gets... Okay, so they're in the police station. Dude, I don't know, they get some update on the case. The fucking cop has to leave, has a discussion, comes back. It's like, yeah, John's dead.
Yeah,
like... And it's like, what? Like, you just said he was fucking talking. Like, now he's
it's like,
dead.
It's like, it's okay.
Like,
then he's a lifeguard. On his time off. Mm-hmm. Like, he's doing CPR right now on him. Ambulance will be here in 3 minutes. Like, okay. Like, I feel like you're bullshit. Why can't I see him?
Yeah, no. So, John dies. Like, if, but, and that's, you know, in the title. Y'all knew that. You just didn't know when the end was going to be. That's the little twist here. Because the end never ends because it goes on forever because it's in time and time's not real. So, yeah, anyway, he comes back. And because he's been talking to him the whole time. And as soon as he walks up to the police station, he's been talking to him on the phone. His phone is broken. So he's like, how are you calling my phone? He's like, yeah, go buy Bratwurst. And so he talks to him through the Bratwurst.
There you go.
Tells him to hold it up to his head and speaks to him through the Bratwurst. He's like, yeah, you could have told me that any other way. And like...
Got me walking around with a fucking Bratwurst right here.
Like, you could have then, like, put down the phone. And I can still hear you.
There you go.
Like, but, you know, you made me spend $3 on a Bratwurst. Like... Because for some reason, how much money does John ask him for? I don't know. He's, like, telling him to bring money. And he's like, bro, I only have $5 and I just spent $3 on the Bratwurst.
That's all you're getting.
So this shit just keeps going even more left. Like, you don't see the direction of this, but you know it's gonna be some weird shit. Totally forgot. While they're in the, like, police station, like I said, there's another cop in the room, but apparently he's not real. He's just some manifested projection. Like, so his beard, or his mustache, like, flies off and starts flying around the room.
Like a bat. Like,
like a bat. Like... And then John's, like, fighting... Or not John. Dave's, like, fighting him and rips his arm off and then leaves. So that is when he just drives to the... to Robert Marley's cabin.
Right.
And then sees himself die on the TV. So... But he sees himself die because the cop is there. And the cop... honestly does not even want to deal with this. He just wants it all to be gone because he doesn't, he, like he said, he's like, I think some shit is real and not real at the same time. And he's like, some shit is just beyond our comprehension, and I just want to get rid of it. He has no intention of actually solving this crime or, you know, helping these people. He just wants all of this to end so that he can go back to his semi-normal cop job. Like, and this is, again, when we, like, have the scene of the soy sauce bursting out of the shit that it was in the fridge because John is there, and it just apparently has to have host. Like a goddamn parasite.
It's gonna find a way, even if it has to stick you.
So, it will get into you any type of way. And this scene, like we said, it hops out of the actual, like, canister that it is in and looks like pills. And he just kind of, like, throws them down, and then they turn into flies. And one of them flies into his mouth. And when he doesn't want the other one, it flies into his cheek.
Yeah.
Like, literally burrows in through his skin. So, this shit does not give a fuck about what you are trying to do. Yeah. It's trying to get...
You're going to consume whatever. It.
Like, you're going to get it regardless. And with this, he can now, you know, go into the actual future or in past. So... there's, like, this flash. He has this monologue of essentially the effects of it after it literally goes into his body, and he's just pretty much thinking all those thoughts. It's like a head rush, and then he's just, like, stops thinking, because he realizes he's in the middle of, like, this nothing, and then he realizes that he's in the, like, gun factory. And kind of says hello to the person that's there. Ha, 420, I didn't even realize that.
That's lit.
There's 420 in this movie, y'all. Saw it, it's on the clock. We're, if y'all don't know, we usually have shit running in the background while we're doing this. So yeah, 420. Let us know if you know when the 420 comes in here.
And there's some trippy shit. That's
a hint. So, yeah, so he's just pretty much going through this, like, getting high, pretty much, is how I interpret it. But I'm sure he's, like, literally traveling through space and time, because this shit is weird. But...
which seems like this is, like, taking 3 minutes, and the cop should be there. Yeah, but it's, like, but 2 seconds or not. Some shit. Like.
Yeah. And that's why I feel like it's similar to that whole... I mean, the whole point is that time doesn't exist, and it's just what you interpret. And, you know, the whole, like... after you die, your brain's alive for 7 minutes, and, like, you can live out your life, pretty much, in your head, and you don't know. So.
That's just freaky. Yeah.
And there's, like, a whole theory that we all died in 2012, and this is us all living out, like, our last 7 minutes. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, back to John Dyson. And so, like I said, he ends up in a gun factory because he sees himself getting shot by the cop on the TV, which is the future. So he says, like, hello to the person in the gun factory. They, like, fuck up the bullet.
A fly, excuse, like, gets into it.
Yeah, instead of the gunpowder, it's essentially an empty shell. And so he's not gonna die because he got shot by that bullet. You know, whole fate chance, one in a million times, not real, blah, 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 shit. So, but
yeah. This detective did not give a fuck. Like he was saying, he was not trying to investigate shit. It might be real, it might not be real. But if it's real, I'm destroying it. Just to make sure. Like, that's his mindset. That's his philosophy. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if your philosophy is that, and you're a fucking looking like a God-fearing man like him, he definitely wants to just burn everything and just walk away.
He doesn't give a fuck about none of this. He's explaining that to David while he's making him, like... because he's going to torch this place.
Yeah.
And so he's making him pour gas over it and is explaining, I don't give a fuck, we're just going to end it. So he tells him essentially what he found last night and then shoots him. Thinking he's dead, he walks out. It's not dead because, like we just said, the bullet was not full.
So he wakes up in a burning fucking house, and guess who fucking saves him? Barkley.
Barkley. Oh fuck, I forgot that Barkley literally drove through the like shit.
But it wasn't really Barkley, because it was like telepathically or whatever, like John.
Yeah, like John was communicating through Barkley, because as we come to find out, Barkley, when he bit Robert, because he like drew blood and he had the soy sauce in his body, that Barkley ingested the soy sauce. So Barkley now has a psychic connection with every other person on soy sauce.
There you go.
So John pretty much, he's like, can you get my body? And he's like,
that might be difficult. Yeah, it might be.
But they do end up, like, getting him, and also, like, Amy and Fred, like, everybody ends up in a van. Like, it's the whole goddamn Scooby-Doo gang. Or does Justin ends up in his house?
I think, yeah, he's sitting in the couch, I think. Right?
Yeah, like, Justin, like, appears in his house because, you know, he knows that he's on soy sauce. And it's like, what's up, bruh? Like, because, you know, there's a, this is a white dude putting on the, like, worst black skin ever. It's like, it's, like, accurate. Like, it's not even, like, stereotypical. It's, I mean, it is, like, the whole shit is stereotypical. It but is. This is an accurate depiction of a white person putting on a black skin and it being horrible.
Just, like, because no one talks like that. You're saying phrases like, that you heard black people say, you know? So yeah, come on, dog.
But anyway, and he's still talking like this, like with the parasite controlling his body. Like, it's,
why are you
it's just his brain now.
Like, stop calling me Justin.
Like, because he literally goes, like, he's like, because Dave's like, well, what do you mean, Justin? Because Justin's like, you gotta come with me, you know? Soy sauce, we need to get to the next dimension, all that kind of shit. And he's like, what should I call you? And he's like, shitload. Because there's a shitload of us in here. It's like, so there's like, I guess in your bloodstream, it turns to some kind of weird bug.
Yeah.
Like
many of them.
So there's like a shitload of them in there. So he pretty much kidnaps everyone. I guess that's why they were in the van. So I guess everyone who didn't take it was in the van.
Justin already
kidnapped everybody. Yeah,
yeah,
he already kidnapped everybody, and that's
why he didn't watch the movie.
Like, I forgot that for some reason, because I thought it was David that got everybody together. But no, shitload had already kidnapped everybody.
I never know how they all get together. Like, that always slips my mind.
Like, but there's a lot of Dave just being knocked the fuck out, and then being the next scene. Like, a lot of this is him passing out and then ending up somewhere. Like,
I'm saying, bro, they both have to have brain damage. Like, John is zoinked out and shit, like, both of them.
But yeah, so they're like going to this random ass mall, because that's where the door to the other dimension is, and Shitload mentions that he needs Amy to open it. So they're going through the mall, and while Dave had been at John's house, he noticed like a postage thing that was like addressed to the same mall that they ended up at. Another instance that they clearly were like time traveling. Yeah. But so that package then ends up there at the mall.
Coincidence.
Yeah. So like I said, yeah, the door to this like dimension is like in this random ass place in the mall, and everyone who's on soy sauce can see it, but they have to give Amy like 3D glasses to see it. Yeah. And I was
regular ass 3D glasses.
Like, literally just 3D glasses. And I was trying to figure out like why, like, did I mean, they never explain her situation, like how she got her hand amputated.
I don't even know like her purpose, other than the ghost door, like,
yeah,
the door, like.
So like the phantom limb syndrome, they literally, like, her hand is a ghost to open the door. Like, they use that so literally.
I really wish they would have gave her more of a storyline.
Because that's why I'm like, why can't she see it with the 3D glasses? Because I feel like that means that she has something predisposed to just need something else to see it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone else can see it because of the soy sauce. But I feel like if all she needs is 3D glasses, did she have a near-death experience?
With the accident?
Like, because, Because even when, because there's a scene, I have literally pretty much glossed over every scene with Arnie, but there's so few, but, because there's this one scene where Dave takes Arnie outside to show him that weird shit that John was, like, freaking out about in his apartment, because that's another thing that you can only see on the source house. It's, like, this gross-ass, like, flesh spider. Like, think of the spider from Black Mirror, but, like, with no face. Mm. Like, Black Mirror playtest, but, like, not with a face. With, like, a... It's just a spider made of, like, literal flesh. So that's something that you can usually only see when you're, like, on the soy sauce. Mm. But Arnie could see it out of the corner of his eye very quickly. And Dave goes on to say that usually people can only see it when they're, like, drunk or high.
Mm. Like, maybe, like... The 3D, I don't know, it's like, it's another dimension, of course. I don't know, so...
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
But I feel like...
I don't know. But Arnie is like perspective. He's like, what is peripheral? And then, what are you telling him to think about? Like, I don't know.
I don't remember.
So it's like you don't need the soy sauce to like see like threats and shit like
but
that.
But like
not of this world.
But Arnie was dead, so that's why he. I mean, we come to figure out that Arnie was dead this whole time because
and a nigga.
Like he was black. Literally, Arnie was black, and we didn't get to see him black. We got fucking Paul Giamatti. Anyway, but like nothing against Paul Giamatti, nah, but like, cool. Why did they do that? Like yes. So Arnie. Spoiler, I mean, we already said spoiler alert, and we're almost at the end of this movie anyway, but, like, so, Arnie, we eventually find out, is dead, and has been dead this whole time, because he contacted David, like, a few days ago or something, within a week, so, to essentially come tell his story, and, as we're about to get into, there's, like, people in the universe who like want the soy sauce for whatever fucking you know
eval
all of that stuff that usual stuff that people want weird ass substances and mind controlling blah 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 all that you know so essentially because Arnie knew about David and John he got killed so. We come to find out he's been dead for at least some days in the trunk of his own car, decapitated, and we didn't get the black reporter because, again, as we come to find out that, I mean, we found this out from the beginning, they can, like, if they hear someone's voice, they project what they think that person looks like onto that entity, whatever the fuck. So that's essentially what happened to Arnie. He got projected.
That's a gross white man.
He like that's what he thought. That's what Dave thought this black man sounded like Paul Giamatti, and that's amazing to me. But
it's like you killed me.
Yeah, they have this whole moment about how he doesn't believe that he's just a projection, like, and then he pops out of existence like a bubble, and it's very sad.
It is. We're gonna go to what, Atlantic City. I got tickets. That is so bro, time just like that, bitch. And that was it been gone, but you didn't even know. Damn.
Like how long was he just walking around thinking that he was like a black person?
I feel like it said like 2 weeks or some shit. But damn.
That sucks. I wonder if he like noticed a change in his life and was just like, I wonder if this is
fucking water. Like, right. But, got my ass beat. Following like, my nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Right. But, so yeah, they're in this mall. It was at the ghost store. They figure it out. Amy has to open it with her phantom limb. I just don't. That's why I'm like, I feel like the beginning of this was handled well, and then they did that. And I was like, that's literally. And maybe it's my issue with obvious, like, shit. Like, also, like, I also hate when shit is, like, so stupidly on the nose, like, phantom limb, ghost, like, you. I just, anyway, but they continue to call Justin shitload, and I think that's funny too. But Amy opens the door, they go through, not Amy, she's just chilling back, like, so Dave and Barkley and John go through, they walk through this shit and happen upon a cult that has their, like, faces, like, they already have murals of them, and Mark Cohn is there. That's all, like, he's no, connected
to Mark Cohn. Just popped in with the two assistants.
Yes, he has these assistants that answer the phone for him.
Like, also, just, Tony Stark shit, right?
Just following him around. Like,
what the fuck?
I just don't know what his role is, but he's just the mysterious, like, white guy.
And he has the fuck. He has the cure.
He has this gun that they're supposed to kill Korok. Okay, so. Boom. They did explain Korok, like, the dude in the car with the slug explained Korok, but I didn't want to get into that until now, until we got there. So, yeah, he has this, like, fucking gun that's supposed to kill this sentient computer made of flesh, but like he said, it may not kill him, but it sure will fuck his shit up. Right.
And Korok is like fucked because they just feed him smart people. That's it. Intelligent, like, integrative people, they feed it.
They just, that's what they said, the knowledge goes to Korok. Like, why can't these people just use their knowledge themselves? Because it doesn't seem like he's doing much. Like, what is Korok even doing?
Just being a lard down
there. Like, what is he doing? He's literally doing not shit but eating people. Like, he does not seem to be a productive leader. And they're like, well, you know, because so they go into how they are descendants of the same people that humans came from. But in this timeline, it's split, and this, like, fucking scientists that died in our timeline stayed alive in their timeline. And first of all, these people come, like, greet them. It's very midsummer, like, in the middle of a field, and they're all naked. Yeah. Like, pull up in masks and titties out.
I mean, but they have bottoms on. Like, it's not fully Ari Aster, right? They have bottoms, but fully, all, everything's out. Like,
for whatever reason.
With some weird ass mask to make everyone feel more comfortable.
But what's his face? John Rutherford does say, like, this is very Eyes Wide Shut. Like, it is very fucking weird. And so, yeah, the scientist, like, invented all this shit. He did experiments with a pig's head and made the first computer made of, like, organic materials. Yeah. And that's, like, what their, like, whole thing is. And I'm like, it's the same shit. Y'all just made it of flesh rather than,
right?
Like, it's literally a computer, and y'all are literally letting this computer that has no understanding of shit decide everything that goes on in your life. It's still a computer.
Yeah.
So. But anyway. Like, but I guess since they think it's made of a pig's brain, it's better. But, and then they have, like,
it's organic.
Like, that's literally it. It's organic. Like, but, so they had, like, airplanes that used, like, wings, like, flappy wings instead of, like, wings that we use. And they literally let just, like, bugs and shit run the world because it's organic. And so they have this, like, little cartoon explaining how the people who didn't get on board with all this shit just got eaten by spiders. Mm. And they literally make it into a cartoon. Like, that makes it somehow better that, like, Y'all, it's literally admitted to genociding people because they wouldn't just blindly accept y'all sacrificing the most intelligent people of your society to a flesh computer.
Yeah. Which is one of my favorite scenes. Not gonna lie, the cartoon.
It's a cult. But that's all that I have to say, because that's a goddamn cult.
Absolutely. And if you're just greeting me without any pre, you know, letting me know, you just greet me butt ass naked with some mask, you know,
with my painting on the wall, like,
and it's like on some holy shit, like John and Dave is in the Bible and shit. Like, what the fuck? John's bulge, did y'all see that shit? Well, who the fuck drew him? Loves John, god damn.
Oh my god, hilarious. I mean, like, clearly a parody of religion, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
But
it's all a joke.
I mean, this also makes me think of, it's a parody of Supernatural. Now, like I said, this started before Supernatural did. Like, the book and everything was written before Supernatural did, but Supernatural started before this came out. So there's absolutely some parody of that in here, to me. Especially with the guns and, like, their, like, they're like weapons and shit. That just makes me think of Supernatural, but
which is lit also.
Yeah, fun stuff. Watch Scooby Natural. That's the best episode of Supernatural. Truly. Damn, I want to watch that like right now. I'm literally gonna watch that after we end this. Anyway, so yeah, after this cult pretty much explains all their weird bullshit, they are like, now let's meet Korok.
Right.
And take them down this long hallway into a room with this, like, fucking Cthulhu-ass bitch made of flesh and tentacles and beaks and all this kind of stuff. So it's just literally, like, this cave room with this flesh computer that they talk to.
One big eye,
like, that can get into your brain.
Literally, like,
what did he say? Like, what do you want from us? And he's like, not big bat cocks. And Dave thinking about big bat cocks. Like, what? Anyway,
I mean, see another dick. You know, they have.
They're just. I mean, there's a whole, like, fight scene in this over what's his face. Korok 2, and one of the guards gets, like, thrown over the edge, and he, like, chops his dick off and his head, like, dick jokes are endless.
That's how, another dick, like, that's how Justin got him into the band. He punched him in the dick, and he, like, woke up and, like, oh, my balls, like, he passed out from that, so that's another dick joke.
Like I said, the dick jokes are endless. And I'm sure that's why my friend was like, why do you like this? I'm like, I just ignore all the dicks and jokes, even though we literally pointed out, like, all of them in here.
Because we're not going to spare you that. The fuck? We're going to let you know all the dicks around here. And the 420. I don't know.
So much.
At least I am.
So, yeah, they go to the room. There's a fight. Dude puts the bomb gun thing down, hoping that it'll blow up, and then something happens, and then Barkley has to come in. Barkley saves the day, y'all. He grabs the, like, fucking bomb gun thing, dives into Korok, and sacrifices himself,
like,
for everyone.
The fuck, Air Bud. Okay?
Barkley,
nigga. That's my guy right there.
But, yeah, so Barkley unfortunately dies. We do not see the dog die, but the dog does die in this one. But he was a great person. A great dog, and did really well and saved all of humanity.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't really know if this is, like, a humanity situation, because...
feeding all of the intelligent people.
But I mean, does that, like, I guess they were trying to bring Korok into our universe for whatever fucking reason. Why? Because y'all fed all of your fucking humans to him? That sounds like a y'all problem. Repopulate yourselves.
I bet you do something with the spiders or something.
Like, I don't know. Like, don't come over here with that shit. Because y'all decided that you're going to feed all of your people to this fucking pig brain.
And now you just proved that there's, like, no more intelligent people because you're not throwing yourselves in there to sacrifice
to... Clearly, they're so stupid.
You're like, not intelligent, right?
None of these people are intelligent. So, yeah. So, Marconi then comes back and it pretty much explains that Barkley was on the soy sauce and, that's why he knew everything that was going on. And they save the world, yada yada. And so it finally ends, like I said, with the panning back to Arnie and Dave. And that's when we get the scene that we talked about, finding out Arnie is dead, very sixth sense, that he was talking to him the whole time. He was dead and black. And yeah. And then it pretty much ends with John and Dave playing fucking basketball and this weird ass orb with these weird ass people in it come out. They're like, will you help us? And they're like, maybe later. And yeah, that's...
I mean, you could tell why John wasn't, like, it's not excited. Like, they came down like all professional and shit. Like, it's not cool enough.
And they're like, nah, like, we'll get back to you.
He started doing that hand shit, like, blah, 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 blah.
This other shit.
Never coming up.
Literally walked away while he was still talking. Like, literally while he was still talking.
What a dick. It's not chaotic enough.
Like. But, y'all, yeah, that's John dies at the end.
Absolutely crazy sci-fi, bro. Like, talking about, just think about shit on the top of your head or whatever and then, like, put it kind of in a movie. Like, this is some weird ass shit, and I love it. I like it a lot. What would you rate this? I'm not gonna say of dicks, so let's rate this on
fuck, can't even think of anything else.
mean, That is just, goddamn, it's a lot of dick jokes and shit.
Let's get with Eyes of Korok.
Eyes of Korok? Okay.
I'm gonna go 3.3. 3.3. Because, like, the dick jokes, it's just, it can't be a 5 for me. I just get tired of them very quickly.
Yeah.
But it is very good and a fun time, but it's, like, not groundbreaking, so I don't think it's necessarily a 4, but it's, like I said, it's fun, it's weird, it's very Rick and Morty. If you, like, don't want to really think about anything, absolutely a movie to watch with a bar. Or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's why it's included here. Plus, you know, the idea of just, like, making up a drug is, like, kind of fun. Not if you're Riverdale. Not if you're Riverdale, though. But soy sauce is a cool name for a drug. And that's not the real name. We'll never know the real name. Probably doesn't even. Yeah. There's probably not a name for it in this universe. Like, you know, the thing that... the flesh spider. There's not a name for that in this universe either, but... I think it's fun, so I'm gonna give it a 3.3, because the jokes just are a bit much for me personally, but I still think it's fun and better than average. What am I here?
You know, this has some good... funny, memorable characters, you know what I'm saying? Even though Justin's an asshole, you know, you can laugh at the Wicca shit, or, you know, you seen somebody like that, you know? My person name was Dean. He was kind of like that. What's up, bruh? You know what I'm saying? The wide, give me dap, you know what I'm saying, type shit. Yeah. Yeah, you know, so the characters, I loved all the characters. I don't other than like Amy's storyline, you know, and just I wanted more Amy. Not saying she didn't have a purpose for, you know, she's the only one that would open a door or whatever, but
you got to see nothing of her aside from her dog biting somebody.
Exactly.
Like, we didn't even, like, and then at the end it's just like, and she was my girlfriend ever since. Like, we didn't even get to see their, like, romance.
They just
develop.
Kissed in the park. Like, cool. Y'all moving on pretty fast.
It wasn't the park, it was literally at her dog's funeral.
Oh yeah, it was, because the gravestone's right there. Yeah,
they gave Barkley a funeral, which is nice.
He saved humanity, most likely. Like, yeah. Saved John twice, basically. Like, shit. I mean, Dave.
Everybody. But, so what's your
name? With all of these sayings and quotes, I love a quotable movie. And this being a stupid movie and all of the quotables, It's above average. I don't know what I rated Carousel, but I can. Shit, I don't know. I can. This is less. It which is more stupid? Okay, we're not gonna get into that. But I'm gonna give this a 3. That's a 3. Solid average 3. When you're high, it will be a 4 or 3.5. You know, if you're okay with dick jokes. Shit like that. One of my favorite parts that like came out of nowhere, like once the detective like killed Justin, like you don't even know that the parasite, like whatever, went into him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he was like driving the car. it was like
just popped his eye open and they crashed.
Like, these voices in my head.
Like, what are you talking about? And he's like, what?
I just bulged out and popped. Like, okay, that was a great moment.
Just shows how, like, that's how much he did not want to deal with it. Like, he didn't stand a chance. Like, Justin literally died and came back. Dude just. He was so.
You shot him with a shotgun and you lit him on fire, and it still got into you. Like, goddamn.
But he died within seconds. That's what I'm saying. Like,
anything unknown will literally fuck us up. We have no plan for anything. Whatever. We're not getting into that. But yeah, that is fucking scary shit. But yeah, solid 3. Yeah, I think you'll have a good time.
Yeah, I think it's a good time. Very, it's so weird. That's all I gotta say. But yeah. Well, let us know your thoughts for sure, Z's. Like, I was gonna say, tell us your favorite dick joke, but please don't. I don't care.
I would actually want to know, like, if you ever had a lucid dream and what was the lucid dream. You know what I'm saying? I would like to know that.
Yeah, let us know your weird intergalactic supernatural experiences, if you have them too. Mm-hmm. We could do a whole ass episode on weird. I mean, not that shit hasn't really happened to me, unfortunately. I think it's because there's this whole shit about, like, aliens don't come to cities because there's too many people. But, like, you know. Maybe I'll go out into the country and, like, hope I get abducted.
Just to get abducted.
Just to get a story.
See what all this is about. Fuss.
But yeah, let us know your weird experience stories, or, like, have you ever been high and, like, something weird happened and you thought it was, like, I don't know. Paranormal stories, that does that.
Yeah.
Always here for it. But, like we said at the beginning, next week we'll be doing Climax. So get prepared. And that's also why I'm like, get you a fucking glass of wine, get you a blunt. Yeah. You know, we're going to be sipping the sangria.
Yeah.
So.
We're not going to be doing.
Will be nothing but alcohol in our sangria. I love the way she said alcohol. I want to, like, alcohol. Climax. It's on HBO Max right now. No, wait. Is it? No, that was this. Fuck. You're gonna have to buy this one, I'm pretty sure. It may be on Shudder. Maybe. Don't quote me on that.
It's like Showtime, Amazon, Prime.
Yeah, Hulu. They don't be showing Shudder, though, on Google for some reason. But
it's like $2.99, like, basically, yeah. YouTube, Google Play, Vudu, Apple TV. Is, of course, $3.99. You already know how that works. But, yeah.
Yeah. Get prepared for the fucking chaos, obviously, related to drugs, since it's in this month.
Of course. So. not just throwing in a movie out of nowhere.
But that's both of our next two movies are musicals, so there's a correlation between weed and music. There is.
I mean, you want to...
Girls.
It's full of love. Sometimes you want to move your hips, you know, express yourself. It helps you express what they say. So,
as usual, hit us on the social medias.
Let us know your thoughts. Just let us just talk to us. You know, let us know if you have any soy sauce on the low. Anything.
And let us know your thoughts about Climax ahead of time, because I definitely would love to discuss that with people. That shit is raw. but yeah. And just remember, if life gets too scary, just, you know, get some Lucifer's arugula in your life salad. Bye.
Eat like two bowls of peace.
Well, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can follow us on Twitter at dank, the letter N, deadly underscore pod. You can follow us on Instagram at dankdeadly_pod. And you can shoot us an email at dankdeadlychats@gmail.com. Thank you.